coming up next on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
You see, God's deliverance for you is always dramatic because he's going to announce that you belong to him.
Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith, empowering believers through teaching, preaching, and demonstration of the uncompromised Word of God to fulfill their highest calling and change this world through Jesus Christ, to glorify God in all we do, to train up and send out believers, to cover the whole earth with the knowledge of the Lord. Welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Let's go back now to Exodus. And let's look at Genesis, and Genesis chapter 15, verse 12. This is God dealing with Abram. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, an horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in the land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them how many years? 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve will I do what? Judge. And afterwards shall they come out with what? With great substance. Now that's what's going to happen. Now that's the set time. Now, this same thing was taking place now, that after this 400 years, they're coming out. And no government, no system, no individuals can stop this from happening. Let's go over to Exodus chapter 3. The time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. I'm talking about Zion, symbolizing the church. I said the set time is come. Look what it says here in Exodus chapter 4. Now, this is when God has chosen Moses to come down and get Israel set free. Now, understand, Moses felt a calling on his life. And next thing you know, he was brought up, of course, in the house of Pharaoh, but he was a Hebrew. And he slayed a Egyptian soldier. Because the Egyptian soldier was mistreating a Hebrew. And when he did that, he knew that he had just put his life in jeopardy. That Pharaoh was not going to hear that. So he left town. But now he's being on the backside of the mountain 40 years. God is preparing him for this ministry. Sometimes folk don't like to stay on the backside long enough. Then they come out and slay more Egyptians. You see, you can't do it in your flesh. So what happened is God now is getting Moses ready. So Moses wasn't called into his ministry to what? 80 or 85 years old. So now, verse 19, and I'm sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. Verse 19, not by a mighty hand. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 19. And I am sure the king of Egypt will not let you go, no, not by a what? Mighty hand. Now, all you have to do is look in this Bible and see how many places the hand of the Lord is talked about in the scriptures. And God constantly talks about the hand of the Lord being used. Because on one side of his hand, there is blessing. On the other side is judgment. And I believe the other side is the backhand. Y'all follow what I'm saying with that? Okay. Now, so that's all over the Bible. I won't go into that now only because of time here. Look at verse 20. And I will stretch out my hand. And glory to God. And smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. I will give this people favor. Somebody say favor.
Favor.
In the sight of the Egyptians. And it shall come to pass that when you go, underline this next part, you shall not go empty. Do you hear what I'm saying? But every woman shall borrow of her neighbor and of her that sojourneth in her house jewels of silver, jewels of gold, and raiment, and you shall put them upon your sons and upon your daughters, and you shall spoil. What does spoil mean? Strip means take everything. The Egyptians take the best of everything. Take it all. Now, I told you to underline something. You shall not go out empty. Here's your statement that I want you to notice. Redemption is not complete without divine provision. Redemption is not complete without divine provision. Redemption is not complete without divine provision. Remember now, the Bible is thematic, that the principles in one place are the same as another. The flow of the mind of God and the Old Testament are the shadow of the New Testament and so forth. And so the same theme will run right through the Bible, that you shall not go out empty. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Am I right about it? But when most of God's people came out, they came out empty. This is what I'm trying to get point to you. See, God never intended, you are not redeemed to beg. That's against the mind of God. You got it? All you got to do is just basically put this together just in common sense. So when Israel came out, they spoiled the Egyptians. In fact, God told them in Exodus 12, go borrow jewels of silver, jewels of gold. And then had them first to kill a calf or a lamb and eat it and so forth and so on. Then they went and borrowed this stuff and then left town and went through the Red Sea, a kind of water baptism. And then as they got to the other side, Pharaoh came after them because he's coming after his stuff. And what happened to him in the midst of the Red Sea? Drowned. Every one of them. Didn't leave anybody even just, you know, in any kind of way. They all drowned. You with me? Now, because that happened, it is a type. Everything that is against the blessing, when you came through that redemption or salvation's door, was supposed to be dealt with. Everything. I mean, now. I mean, you don't need to wait. It's a set time right now. So you have been redeemed. Spirit, soul, body. Financially and socially. Spirit, you got born again, didn't you? So your spirit has been redeemed from the curse. soul. In terms of your soul, you have been given the mind of Christ. Say amen to this. The mind of Christ is the same mind God has. The Bible says in 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of what? Power, keep going, love, and a sound mind. Sound mind is a mind full of explosive inventions. That's a sound mind. A sound mind is a mind that is sound in terms of being able to receive from God. God is a creator. Let's keep going. God is said in Jude to be the only wise God. Well, now, a wise God can't have a dumb child. Now, am I right about it? In Luke chapter 15 and verse 31, the father said, "Son, don't you know that all that I have is yours?" Say amen to that. Amen. When Adam sinned in the garden, Adam suffered mental poverty. Adam fell from where he was. Adam lost his mind. Say amen to this. You, like I said before, you know he lost it because he was busy trying to hide from God. Now that is a person that has lost their mind. Say amen to this. And see, all of this that God is going to restore the years that the cankerworm has eaten. God, restoration is coming, but it's not coming on a natural level. It's coming on a supernatural level, a natural restoration of a people who have been in slavery for 400 years will take too long. God is going to restore. He's going to rebuild. Go to Isaiah, please. Isaiah 61, praise God. The rain that he's talking about in Joel is the anointing. And the anointing is coming in to bring supernatural change. It's bringing supernatural abundance. I'm just saying that he's going to bring people back up to a standard that they're supposed to be operating at. You've been in slavery for centuries. Now all of a sudden God's going to release you and restore you naturally. Naturally, it'll take too long. It take too long. He's got to impart something supernaturally. Something has to happen from God to enable a supernatural progress of your mental state outside of the normal realm of the progression of natural time. God is overriding all of that. You see, with God, there's a spiritual dimension of this whole recovery that he's talking about. And when you talk about this spiritual dimension, restoration is on another level. The restoration of God always breaks natural laws. I said the restoration of God always breaks natural laws. It doesn't take a normal time to restore somebody if you're doing it in God. Here's what he said. He said over in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. I'm here to tell you it's going to be by his spirit that he's going to do this. You see, over in verse 1 of Isaiah 61, he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he hath anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, the opening of prison to them that are bound, and proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. You got to underline all. To comfort all that mourn. Anything that's making God's people uncomfortable in the time of this latter rain, in the time of this favor of God, is going to be removed. And appoint unto them that mourn in Zion to give them the beauty, come on, for ashes. I'm talking about folks had counted you out. You had no education. You had no distinction. You had no position. I'm telling you that the social part of the gospel is just as important as the financial part, as the mental part. I'm telling you that God is going to reestablish you, and you have been programmed for mental distinction. I'm telling you that God is going to raise you up, and you are going to become like the mighty men of valor. One can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. And then he said, the oil of joy for mourning and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called what? Trees of righteousness. Now, righteousness is kind of interesting because it is your new distinction that you have been made the righteousness of God in him. In other words, you are a son of the living God. You are a child of God. And a child of God, when you walk in, is going to command respect from everything, from the human to the animal kingdom. I'm saying that Jesus never fought a devil. Jesus never had to argue with Satan. Once Jesus came, Satan bowed. And he did because Jesus is a tree of righteousness. Now, I'm saying that to you because this is a set time now of your distinction, that there's going to be a mark that God is going to make with you. You're going to be a sign and a symbol of the power of the living Christ. I'm saying here that everything, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. You're going to be living on another level right now. You see, you have never seen any place that light has to argue with darkness. When light comes in, darkness just goes. Look what it says in verse 4. And they shall build the old waste, and they shall raise up the former desolation, and they shall repair waste cities and desolation of many generations. Folks, he is not talking about natural repair. He is not talking about normal building. You see, when things happen with God, they break natural laws. It is always dramatic. The Red Sea was dramatic. The prophet said, I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. It's always dramatic. Here's another prophet said, tomorrow about this time there shall be plenty and it shall be cheap. That's always dramatic. Just stretch your staff out over the Red Sea and the Red Sea will part and you go over dry shod. I'm telling you, when Paul and Silas were in jail, here they were in jail, and at midnight, Paul prayed, and they sang praises to God. You see, God's deliverance for you is always dramatic because he's going to announce that you belong to him. The first thing is that it breaks natural laws. Next, when God's spiritual dimension comes in, it always accomplishes things by divine speed. And when God is at work and making restoration and recovering things that were lost, the hand of God cannot be scientifically analyzed. That you can't figure out how God is doing this. Only thing you know that God is God. Oh, have mercy. So never again will you have to get even with your enemies. But there's something now called vengeance. And this is the number one job of the Holy Spirit, to bring vengeance into this earth against all the enemies of the people of God, that God's people can finish the work that God has sent you to do. And what I'm saying about you is there's a level that you are now going to walk in, that every hierarchy of the kingdom of darkness is going to give way to your appearance. That when you walk in, the devil is going to shut up. When you go out, you shall not go out empty. There's a recompense for God's people. You see, there's something that God is going to bring to you now. Something that the devil tried to negotiate you out of. The Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Now is the set time for justice to prevail on God's people who have been oppressed with forces that have sat on their destiny.
Justice is one of the main channels through which heaven's economy shall manifest. So whatever is now tampering with your destiny in God, whatever's after your peace, your progress, your career, your business, your children, God is going to command vengeance.
In this timely teaching by Dr. Bill Winston, your confidence is reestablished and hope is restored for receiving your day of justice.
God has kept records of everything that has been done to you, that has been stolen from you, that has been defrauded from you, that has been robbed from you. God has records, and today,
in this series, Dr. Bill Winston reveals why this set time cannot be stopped. God brings forth justice, not you. Vengeance is not hate, but the love of justice, and so much more. To order your copy of Your Day of Justice, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. This is the set time to be victorious and win the battle in your day of justice. Success is a choice. This choice is driven by the decisions you make. In his book, Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life, Dr. Bill Winston will tell you why God created you to think big.
What we need to do is get the Word of God and reprogram our minds with the Word of God.
Find out how to expand your mind to think on a grand scale and see the glory of God manifest in your life.
As a man thinketh, so is he. Want to change your life? Change your thoughts.
To order your copy of Transform Your Thinking, Transform Your Life, simply call 1-800-711-9327 or order online at www.billwinston.org. Order your copy today. Transform your thinking, transform your life. Just like there is a set time for a season in nature, there is also a set time for God to demonstrate the fullness of His power and might on behalf of His children. And the good news is that this set time is now.
This is the time, the set time of the favor of God in your life. And you are not going to miss it. Whatever has been standing in the way of your progress, your success, your prosperity is going to be dealt with starting today.
In this scripture-rich teaching by Dr. Bill Winston, you'll be transformed with power to command your inheritance that comes in proportion to knowing in your heart who you are as the sons and daughters of the Almighty Father.
If you didn't get from God who you are, you don't know who you are. Because you can't get it from the classroom. You can't get it from Big Mama. You can't get it from your neighbors. You can't get it from your peers. The only place you can get who you are it from is God. God knows who you are.
Order today, the day of His power, receiving your inheritance, and Dr. Bill Winston will reveal why receiving our inheritance will always be in direct proportion to the image of our new identity. Why power is released when we fully understand that we are one with Christ and Christ is one in God. Why the enemy cannot stop this type of power. Why our true identity and our divinity in Christ has no limits for the church.
He knows what I can do. He knows the potential that is in me. God said, buy this mall. I didn't know nothing about a mall, but I do know the God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, that I'm connected to Him. He is my source. He is my deliverer. He tells me who I am.
To order your copy of The Day of His Power, Receiving Your Inheritance, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.billwinston.org. Pastor Bill Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center, located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.